PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book.
Hi. Look around. What do you see? This is a very special time that happens every day, when the colors deepen and the shadows lengthen and the earth speaks softly of her beauty. It's almost sunset. Dominic Arcaro is a Native American artist who is trying to capture the beauty he sees in this sky.
I love sunsets because of the colors, because they're never the same. I look into my memory of all the sunsets I've seen, and I remember the colors, a white to a yellow to an orange to a red spectrum, and into the darker blues and violets. My name is Dominic Arcaro. I'm from Cochiti Pueblo, New Mexico. My Indian name is Kishiwa. It means runner. It was given to me by my grandfather. Painting to Native Americans has held a very special place in our lives since the beginning of our time. We painted out of a need, just as we sang, danced, and prayed. I still paint out of a need to create, to feel colors and motion. All paints come from Mother Earth. All paints, all colors. Black is usually taken from a burning process of certain weeds and adding water to that. Red can be obtained directly from the ground through clays or mineral veins. Yellow can be obtained from different types of minerals, like iron oxide. When the sun sets, it gives birth to a new variety of animals. They come out and feed and graze throughout the night. I say, go where your heart is needed. Let your inside self be the master of the brush.
Did you ever see something so beautiful that you wanted to hold on to it forever? Well, a boy named Little Gopher did. And at first, he didn't know how. But he listened very carefully to the earth. And finally, she showed him the way in this story, the legend of the Indian paintbrush.
The legend of the Indian paintbrush, retold and illustrated by Tommy DePaola, read by Harold Littlebird. Many years ago, when the people traveled the plains and lived in a circle of teepees, there was a boy who was smaller than the rest of the children in the tribe. No matter how hard he tried, he couldn't keep up with the other boys, who were always riding and shooting their bows to prove their strength. But the boy, who was called Little Gopher, was not without a gift of his own. From an early age, he loved to decorate stones with the juices from berries. The wise shaman of the tribe understood that Little Gopher had a gift that was special. "Do not struggle, Little Gopher. Your path will not be the same as the others. They will grow up to be warriors. Your place among the people will be remembered for a different reason." In a few years, Little Gopher went out to the hills alone to think about becoming a man, for this was the custom of the tribe. And it was there that a dream vision came to him. The sky filled with clouds, and out of them came a young Indian maiden and an old grandfather. She carried a rolled-up animal skin, and he carried pots of paint and a brush made of fine animal hairs. The grandfather spoke. "My son, these are the tools by which you shall become great among your people. You will paint pictures of the deeds of the warriors and the visions of the shaman, and the people shall see them and remember them forever." The maiden unrolled a pure white buckskin and placed it on the ground. "Find a buckskin as white as this," she told him. "Keep it, and one day you will paint a picture that is as pure as the colors in the evening sky." And as she finished speaking, the clouds cleared, and a sunset of great beauty filled the sky. Little Gopher looked at the white buckskin, and on it he saw colors as bright and beautiful as those made by the setting sun. Then the sun sank behind the hills, and the dream vision was over. The next day, Little Gopher began to make brushes from the hairs of different animals. He gathered berries and flowers and rocks of different colors and crushed them to make his paints. And he began to paint pictures of great hunts, of great deeds, of great dream visions, so that the people would always remember. Many months before, he had found his pure white buckskin, but it remained empty because he could not find the colors of the sunset. He used the brightest flowers, the reddest berries, and the deepest purples from the rocks, and still his paintings never satisfied him. He began to go to the top of a hill each evening and look at the colors that filled the sky to try and understand how to make them. One night, he heard a voice calling to him. "Because you have been faithful to the people and true to your gift, you shall find the colors you are seeking." The next evening, Little Gopher went to the top of the hill as the colors of the sunset spread across the sky. And there, on the ground all around him, were brushes filled with paint, each one a color of the sunset. Little Gopher began to paint quickly and surely, using one brush, then another. And as the colors in the sky began to fade, Little Gopher gazed at the white buckskin, and he was happy. He had found the colors of the sunset. He carried his painting down to the circle of the people, leaving the brushes on the hillside. And the next day, when the people awoke, the hill was ablaze with color, for the brushes had taken root in the earth and multiplied into plants of brilliant reds, oranges, and yellows. And every spring from that time, the hills and meadows burst into bloom. And the people no longer called him Little Gopher, but He Who Brought the Sunset to the Earth.
It's morning, and the mountains of New Mexico are sparkling with snow. Here is the Taos Pueblo, home to the Taos people for over 1,000 years. They call themselves the Red Willow People, and they call the earth their mother. Every part of their lives is in some way connected to the land. Even their homes are made from the ground that they walk on. It's called adobe, and the bricks are made from a mixture of mud, water, and straw, baked hard in the sun. The people believe that all life comes from the earth. It's where their art begins, too.
Dig the bottom first.
This red clay will be shaped into some of the most beautiful pottery in the world.
Okay, maybe we should put some of the...
The Naranjo family, Dolly, her mother Rose, and her daughter Jody make pots from this earth on the Santa Clara Pueblo as their grandmothers did before them.
The mixing of the clay is one of the special parts of making pottery.
Oh, it's cold.
The two types of clay are mixed together to give the red clay substance. I am Dolly Naranjo. My family has been making pottery for generations.
Oh, it's cold. It's really cold.
The first moment of stepping into it, how cold it is. And after a few moments, you know, it warms up. Your body responds to it. This matter that's extremely silky and soft, it becomes a part of you. It's not quite mixed yet because there are white flecks in there that you can see. And if you don't get the white flecks mixed in, then when you're making the pots, it leaves holes. When you've got your feet or your arms in clay, it truly does feel like you're in chocolate pudding. I learned how to make pots in the same way that every child who makes pottery in the pueblos learns to make pottery, which is by watching and doing. The clay is so special, and you never waste it. You never throw any of it away. You never are disrespectful to the clay in any way. Pottery allows me to feel that I am a part of the world that we live in, and it allows me to be creative, and it allows me to express myself. When you begin working and making a pot, it forms itself. And when the pot is ready to close, then it comes together. And when it's finished, it's finished. But it's impossible to try and make a pot be something that it doesn't want to be. But it's done. I have many, many, many polishing stones. The stones that I have were given to me by my mother when I first started making pottery. The firing is to harden the pots. It makes the pots permanent.
The tin is right there.
Pottery making is just simply a part of your daily life. It's what we do. You know, it's who we are. It is our connection to the earth.
The first winter snow. A magical time for the Pueblo people. They are grateful for this snow because it will melt and feed this creek. Listen to the Red Willow Creek. Its music and movement provide inspiration to the Taos Red Willow dancers. Benito Concha and his family use all the gifts of the earth to create a living art, their dance.
My family and I dance, so then the songs and the dances will be passed on to generations and generations. They will also feel the beauty and the love and the sacredness in all the dances. My name is Benito Concha. I'm from Taos Pueblo. My people are the Red Willow people who live in the mountains of northern New Mexico.
Hey, we got the same style!
When I was first coming into dancing as a child, I remember my father dressing me, and he told me the purpose for each part of the outfit. When my father dresses up my nephews, he's doing the same thing he did for me. Each person's outfit is expressing their feelings that come from within them. The shawl, their moccasins, their leggings, their dress, their braid ties and the feathers they wear in their hair. They all have a purpose, and all of it comes from the earth, and it is representing the earth. Whenever there are ceremonies, we wear this face paint. It is a red paint that my people have always acquired through the land, and the red represents the earth itself. and the white represents the people on the earth. I learned the eagle dance at a very early age. All Native Americans feel the significance of the eagle as a highly honored being, for it carries our prayers and it's the being that can fly the highest. I see the movement of the eagle, and that is my teacher. When I dance, I feel like I'm an eagle, and every time I put on the eagle wings to dance, I do it in honor and respect for the eagle.
The story of Little Gopher and his vision quest is a legend of the Plains Indians. There are many different Native American tribes, each with its own legends and history. Here are some of my favorites. Yeah, Conadu.
Once upon a time, long before humans were in this world, crows were beautiful and as colorful as a rainbow. This legend tells their story. It's called Rainbow Crow. In those days, the weather was warm and the animals were happy. Then snow began to fall. It became deeper and deeper. Soon, the animals were covered with snow. The animals decided the only way to save the day was to send a messenger to the Great Spirit. Crow was chosen. The Great Spirit liked Crow and gave him the gift of fire. I'm Barbara Moy, and I really loved the magical legend of the Rainbow Crow. I think you will too.
Hi, my name is Jermon Martinez. Do you think you know a lot about Native Americans? Well, I think you'll be surprised about how much you'll learn in the new True Book series about the Indians of the Americas. There are a lot of books in the series, and each and every one of them tells about a different tribe. Tribes like the Cheyenne, the Navajo, the Apache, and the Hopi. Pictures tell what Indian life is really like. If you'd like to read more about Native Americans, what are you waiting for? Get this series.
Hi, my name is Simone, and I love horses. This is a story of a boy who wanted a horse so much that he made one out of mud, and it's called the Mud Pony. One day, the little boy got lost, but something wonderful happens. His mud pony comes to life. The pony said, "I am made of Mother Earth, and I will take care of you." The pony helped the boy find his mother and father. This story made me feel happy, and I think you should read it too.
listen to the whisper of wind on eagle's wings. Listen to the voice of the clay. Listen to the peaceful sounds of sunset. If you're quiet and you open your heart, the earth will speak to you. She is always generous to people who ask for her inspiration. Watch and listen to these last moments of sunset. Can you hear a whisper? Asamuya Wewa. Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Legend of the Indian Paintbrush, retold and illustrated by Tommy DePaula, published by G.P. Putnam's Sons. Rainbow Crow, retold by Nancy Van Lann, illustrated by Beatrice Vidal, published by Alfred A. Knopf. Indians of the Americas from the new True Book Series, published by Children's Press. The Mud Pony, retold by Karen Lee Cohen, illustrated by Shanto Bigay, published by Scholastic Hardcover and imprint of Scholastic Incorporated.